Another issue I want to ask you about is the issue of liver metastases, which this patient didn't have. But I was mentioning in the survey, when we put in even a couple of asymptomatic liver mets, all of a sudden we start to see a lot of chemotherapy being used. What do we know about hormonal therapy with CDK in terms of visceral mets and liver mets?
So this has really been a subject of some secondary analyses, and we reported first at San Antonio a couple of years ago and then published data with regard to what were the critical, if you will, important prognostic factors associated with outcomes in the control arms. And control arms here in both MONARCH 2 and MONARCH 3, speaking about either fulvestrant alone or the AI alone. And what really came out of that was really data that we've already known for some time, but really provided with much more granularity the fact that patients with liver metastases do very poorly with endocrine monotherapy. And this is where the data with regard to abemaciclib showed substantial benefit, both in terms of improving response rates that approached actually up to 60%, as well as more than doubling progression-free survival. And by the way, I think both the studies with regard to palbociclib as well as ribociclib, again, have shown benefit in patients with visceral metastases. So what we can say, Neil, in this situation is that perhaps in the past where we would say liver metastases, oh my gosh, I need to go directly to chemotherapy, I think that what we can say is that in those patients that are relatively asymptomatic, have a disease with little or no synthetic problem as it relates to their liver function, that a CDK4/6 such as abemaciclib really leads to response rates that probably are comparable to single agent chemotherapy or even some of the doublet chemotherapies that we used years ago. And I think that's obviously exciting for patients because, you know, just like I said with this particular patient that I mentioned, you really don't want to be coming back and forth if you can with a new diagnosis and a young family back and forth to the chemotherapy unit if you don't need to. And this has been, in my mind, one of the great advances of the CDK4/6 inhibitors.